It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Get this week's talk out of here.
Well, some guys like eyes, some guys like thighs, others still go crazy over necks, but not Rex. His name is Rex Ryan. He likes junk food better than lettuce. He coaches the Jets, and he's got a foot fetish. The only thing that he prefers to a full course meal are some lovely toes and a perfect heel. He loves his gosh darn snacks like pizza and fried onions. He once dumped a girlfriend because she had some bunions. When he was young, he wrote down his dream job list. Of course, number one was podiatrist. And football coach is close enough, it's a game of feet, not yards. Though lately concentrating on the game has gotten hard, 'cause in opposing stadiums, everybody mocks poor, poor Rex, distracting him by taking off their socks. And referees confer with Rex to see if a pass is complete, 'cause he knows if the receiver stayed in bounds with both feet. And late, late, late at night, as he's petting his wife's toes, he wonders why, oh why, did we post those videos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Joe and I are in the Town Fair Tire Studios. That is the guy that makes all the songs. That song is not, it's too subtle. Like, he's actually making jokes. Give me, like, just straight diarrhea.
Well, I mean, diarrhea is just, I mean, a song about diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah, but he actually tried in that one. See, I like when he's just churning them out. And he's not, because, like, that he, like, sat down and wrote. I like when he's just churning and burning.
Diarrhea, diarrhea.
See, that required no effort.
Right, I mean, that just kind of just comes out from the soul, you know?
Yeah, even the Fred one that he had done years ago required no effort, and then he went to a new level with the Rich one.
Yeah, well, I mean, which I don't even know
required,
if I...
Which required zero work. It was just like...
This one right here.
Just say poop.
Rich, certainly poop. Rich, certainly poop. Rich, certainly poop. Rich, certainly poop. Rich,
certainly poop, poop.
Yeah.
Rich, certainly poop, 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 poop. Rich,
yeah, that,
certainly poop.
I mean, that.
Rich.
That one, I don't think that he sat down and wrote that.
Rich, certainly poop, 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 poop.
He sat there with, like, rubbing his chin and kept taking a sheet of paper, throwing it in the trash can.
Yeah, it was, you know, several versions came out, and then he had to tweak them. He had a producer come in and... All right, well, there you go.
No, it's 10 more seconds left.
Oh, no, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt your song.
And by the way, I cut it off after there. There's, I think, another minute left of him just saying "Rich certainly poop," which, if someone's jamming that in their car, God bless them.
Some of the greatest songs of all time are that easy, you know?
Yeah. That's
a good point.
I don't think "I Want to Hold Your Hand" was that difficult to write.
Did you know that there is an F-bomb in "Hey Jude"?
I did not.
No. I just learned that this weekend. There's a part of "Hey Jude" at the end of the song where it kind of sounds like there's a little bit of like a party in the background. The bunch of people going, "Yeah, all right, woohoo!" And I guess that, and this is aired on radio for years upon years. John Lennon in the background yells "Effing right," and if you listen, he absolutely does.
Oh, it's something I knew. I hated that song.
Times.
I knew that it was evil. I knew that there was something about that song I wanted someone to get in trouble for.
But that song is right. It's been aired on radio for God knows how many years. I don't even know what year it came out. Like 68, 69? Or somewhere around there. I don't know.
1924. It was
okay.
A Robert Johnson hit.
That could be it. But yeah, so I mean, it's had an F-bomb in the song, and it's been airing, and there you go. So all those stations, you should wag your finger at them.
Well, I mean, I think you should get reparations. I think that, they, you know, for all those times that it's played, I think that there should be some way to get your money back for having to hear that such... I'll tell you, Rich, I know you're over there in Nantucket. I got to tell you, the traffic is insane.
Like, are you joking? Or
I am
you...
being sarcastic.
Okay.
There is no one around.
Yeah, like, took me 20 minutes, and I was a 35-minute ride.
Yeah, there's no one around.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, as if it wasn't... People, I mean, everything's not open already, but still, for the 4th of July week, I mean, everyone's off. Everyone's off this week.
Yeah, there's that sandwich... Do you know this sandwich shop, Jim Murray?
Joe, but yeah, go ahead.
Jesus, why do I do that every single
It's fine.
O'clock?
If you mistake, I'll just correct it.
Just at 6 o'clock every morning, I do it. Joe Murray, do you know that the place, it's called The Sandwich Shop. It's on what is Tremont Street, whatever that turns into, Malcolm X Boulevard or whatever it turns into. And it usually has a line out the door. Only one person in it today.
I'm trying to think of what it was.
It's called this. It's called
Is The Sandwich Shop.
It's called The Sandwich Shop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, never been there.
Yeah. It's.
Have you ever popped in?
I never have time. I want to. And then normally it looks like it would take about 20 minutes to get your food. But today there was only one person in there.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So there's a line at the door in the 5 o'clock hour for food?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called The Sandwich Shop. And it's got to be pretty good because it's like a bunch of, you know, city workers, you know, like...
Yeah, like getting breakfast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so I always assume that it's good. And then, I could have actually gone in today had I gotten up at a reasonable hour and came in, but I was still, I had to get here. I don't like getting to the station more than 10 minutes early. Too much.
Well, now it's like they almost don't want you to. I mean, you know, like aren't they still basically bringing out Sandman at the Apollo and getting you the hell out of the building as soon as the show's over?
We are to leave at 9:55.
Yeah,
when we are to leave. We are to leave and let the next thing in. But then I end up talking to Hardy for 10 minutes, so it doesn't really matter. Is Zolak back?
He hasn't been back now.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I got my vacation back, so I guess it's all right. I don't care. I got my vacation back. Like, why'd you make me come back? I don't care. And yesterday, in all seriousness, I got a text from Dan, and he's like, I'm going to try to get this is not his fault at all, but he said, I'm going to try to get Johnson in here.
That was 2 days ago. That was Sunday.
Yeah, okay, but it was for yesterday's show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so Ted Johnson, he goes, I'm going to try to get Ted Johnson in. And so I said, and it came, I like had gone to bed at like 9.
In, on, one or the other. Yeah, like those letters are next to each other. The I and the O. When you look,
we're trying to get Ted Johnson on the show.
Yeah, when you look at the Dan,
I looked at it. I was asleep. I looked at it, and then I wrote blah, 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 like a bunch of letters in a row, and then it didn't make any sense. I can't even tell what I was writing.
That did not make sense. No,
no, at all. And I had taken something to go to sleep, not Ambien, and so I was just like, huh? And I was like, if it was kids. And then I just I rambled back, and so I assumed I just woke up, and I thought that Ted Johnson was going to be in studio, and he was not.
He wasn't even on either.
Nor was he on the air.
He ended up just banging the whole thing and said no.
But you know what it did? It killed the show. No. The fact that I wasn't here really hurt.
Not at all.
No, because you know why? Because
it was an excellent show yesterday.
Because I am I didn't go on a 20-minute monologue about the conditions of the working man.
Do you know who was at your door? That's what saved us, the fact that someone rang your doorbell. What happened there?
It was the police. They were telling me to shut up.
And you've gone over the commercial.
See, now I want to hear this.
No. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Okay. I don't want to do that. Okay. It's not good. I sound like I'm messed up. It's not good. It's just not good. My kids come back today, and then everything gets back to normal. And hopefully. It's supposed to be golfing noon.
Mm, well, it could be a good day for it. I mean, I don't think it's...
You know what I don't want to do? Play golf at noon. All right. Very good, Rich. I got to tell you, what an exciting day yesterday was in the world of sport. And I have to say, I'm going to be very impressed if you can fill the rest of this hour with sports information.
It was actually a decent amount this morning.
Well, hey. I'll tell you what. I mean, mm-hmm. Give the man a prize.
Go on, Richie Sports Scoops. I got him left and right.
I'm just impressed because Joe Murray brought in some Diet Dr. Peppers for the gang.
That's right.
I mean, the guy was thinking about me, even though I called him Jim the first time I talked to him every morning. But nonetheless, all right, what are we going to talk about, Rich?
All right, so not only is Cam Newton the king of the hype video, but there is one other team that reached out to Cam, and you're going to love this, Fred.
Well, I actually know that, but yes. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sport.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
I'll tell you what, I am a piece of work. Tell it to the judge. All right, Richie, there was a Cam Newton came to the much to Richard Sherman's chagrin, Cam Newton came to the Patriots, but there was another suitor, and I can't blame them. I got to figure that why did they make a tougher push.
I was thinking about two things yesterday. That right there, Fred, which we'll get to in a second, and also, would it be hysterical if Cam Newton made this 5-minute movie theater quality hype video about his signing in New England and ended up not being the starter? Because the first part of that equation happened yesterday. Cam posts on YouTube this, and you want to know how slick this video is. It has like four different production companies named at the end of it. Like, I guess that just makes you know that, whoa, this is no ordinary homemade hype video. It's a so-and-so production done by so-and-so, so-and-so, sponsored by so-and-so.
He went to four different malls and got it done.
I love it. It's a blankety blank production. Like, whoa, we're big time now.
Yeah, it's like a glamour shot.
Right. He starts off the video. It's a very fuzzy film, and he's got his fist on his chin, and he's leaning his head to the left with a Red Sox hat.
Yeah, well, you know what? He loves hats.
He does love hats. Well, Cam posts on YouTube a video that is not only a goodbye to Carolina, rife with people saying how awesome he was and is, but there's also excessive workout scenes where you can tell he's just jacked beyond all belief. But there were a few
moments. He is very muscular, I have to say. But do you want – okay, I will ask this to Joe Murray. Mm-hmm. Do you want your quarterback that jacked?
He needs to be.
Well, no, I know he needs to be, but I don't want him to play that way. Do you know what I'm saying? Like he has been working out so that he looks like so he can take like a ton of abuse.
I guess he's lost weight.
No, I know, but he's you know, I don't know.
It's the old baseball thing. You don't want your quarterback getting hit.
Yeah, it's the old baseball thing is that like you're going to get overly muscular.
Oh, yeah. But think about it. Like Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he takes the hits, but he's not jacked. He's just a big dude.
Well, no. Ben Roethlisberger is
he's doughy.
Inhuman. Like he's just huge.
Yeah. He's not built for what he does, but he does it well.
He's just gigantic. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is just a giant and a massive, heavy. I bet you Ben Roethlisberger has been 300 pounds in a game before.
Oh, I bet you're right. Yeah, I mean, how tall is he anyway? Is he, what, 6'7"?
Big dude.
6'5", you're saying?
Is he 6'5"? Okay. Well, I mean, he's
he looks taller than that, but I guarantee you, he's played at like 280 when they didn't, like in the middle of the season.
He's listed at 6'5", 241. That's a joke.
Yeah, there's no way.
Okay, like, so Will Fork being 325.
Okay, yeah. So I stand by that. So, like, Roethlisberger used to hit him and he just wouldn't move. I mean, like, it's not like he was running around. Like, you would just hit him and he wouldn't move.
Well, let's think of the best quarterbacks. Like, I mean, you know, most of them aren't jacked.
Well, look at Brady. Brady, throughout his career, has just lost weight.
Brady, Aaron Rodgers, even like Deshaun Watson isn't jacked. Like he's strong, but he's not like jacked.
I mean, look at Sammy D. I mean, he's built for speed.
Sure. But you know, but Cam is, I mean, Cam's jacked, but he's not like, it's not like
Cam's
Dwight 6'5",
245. I don't believe tank, that. Dude.
I don't believe that.
You don't think he's 6'5", 245?
Yeah, maybe I do. We've interviewed him.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam didn't seem that big. But then again, that was like his 6'5", first year.
245.
Yeah, 6'5", 245. Yeah, I actually read that yesterday. Yeah, of course I do. Of course I believe that. Dude, before the coronavirus, I was 6'2", 225, and I got no muscle. So, yeah, if he's 245, I think he's heavier than
hang
that.
On. Are you telling me that according to those stats, Cam Newton weighs the same as Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah. I mean, it's not true. Well, it's just, do you ever hear when the sports writers get defensive about Edelman's height?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, he was at the combine. He is. You were with me.
Yeah,
we've
met him a bunch of times.
Yeah, he is like a tiny person. Like when you meet him, you go not. When we first met him, I didn't know who the hell Julian Edelman was. He was just a kid that was a seventh round pick. Maybe I did like, but he wasn't anything big and not that big a deal. I mean, he's hanging out with the punter and the kicker. And he's like a tiny guy.
Yeah.
And so, Pete, what is he listed at? Like, he's listed at some ridiculous height, like 5'11". That guy's 5'8". Nothing you can say can dissuade me from
you
that.
You said Edelman?
Yeah.
5'10".
Yeah, he's 5'8". He's 5'10". He's 5'8", 5'7", mm-hmm. Believe me.
And what you guys said Tua was short, too?
Now, Tua is somebody that is, it's shocking when you see him because, you know, not only is he short, but he's not like a big guy anyway. He's kind of skinny. But that's somebody that really, that's a stand back and go, oh my gosh moment when you see Tua in person. Like, he's really small.
He's listed at 6 feet.
Yeah, but I don't know what they do at the combine. I don't know how they get them.
Yeah. He's not 6 feet because he's shorter than me.
I'm 6 feet. Rich, I'm agreeing with you. I mean, they and everyone go, well, at the combine, measured him.
That's a big, like, that's just a football thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just say he's 5'7". All right, he's 6 feet. You know what I mean? That's been a thing for years when it comes to, like, all the rosters and looking at weights and sizes and everything. They've been doing that. Isaiah Thomas, I think, was listed as 5'10 at one point in his life.
Well, Isaiah Thomas, the real one, was listed at 6 feet tall. And the cutouts of him, because I guess he did something in Michigan that was like, hey, everyone exercise. And so everyone had a cutout in your elementary school of him. And it had a height thing next to him. But the thing was, there was about 3 inches between his feet and the ground. So, yeah, the real Isaiah Thomas was listed at 6 feet, I believe. So, well, you know, and that was not truth.
Well, there was tons of water poop. But there was not only scenes of him getting totally jacked, but actually there was a moment or two of real content, like a portion that was filmed on March 17th when the news broke that he was going to be released. This was part of Cam Newton's hype video yesterday.
Been on here for 60 minutes. Since the time I got on here to the time I'm about to finish, my phone ain't stopped. But I say this because I want to do a service to my fans. I want to do a service to everybody who's following me. They're following the situation. Like right now.
Situation?
Like I'm angry. I'm just feel let down, but at the same time, I'm not bitter. You know what I mean? It's the first day I came into this league that this day was going to come. I've been with the organization for as long as I've been in the NFL. I'm sad that for this day to come. But at the end of the day, in the famous words of Nipsey, the marathon continues.
That's right. Thank you.
Nipsey Russell?
Nipsey Hussle, not Nipsey Russell.
Oh, I thought it was Nipsey Russell.
Maybe, actually, you know what? He didn't specify, so it could have been Nipsey Russell.
Was Nipsey Russell the guy that was in Wildcats?
That might have been Nipsey Russell. I get him and John Witherspoon mixed
up. No, it's not John Witherspoon.
John Witherspoon's a dad from Friday.
Yes. Okay. John Witherspoon was...
Nipsey Russell was in Wildcats.
Yeah, okay. John Witherspoon is light years ahead of Nipsey Russell in terms of comedic
talent. Love John Witherspoon.
There's not a man, woman, or child alive that doesn't
Kid play growing up, the next door neighbor, calling
himself. Oh, I mean, Boomerang, he stole the movie. He stole the movie.
He might be the only funny part of Boomerang.
See, I liked Boomerang.
I liked Boomerang too, but it's not funny.
David Alan Greer's in it. I never found him funny.
I'll tell you what. David Alan Greer is a good straight man, except for, ironically, when he was doing the out at the movies or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was a very good straight man. He played off. You know what he was? He was a Phil Hartman type. He was a player.
He was the Phil Hartman of In Living Color. That's fair. That is a fair statement.
Yes, he was. He kept everything together.
Hated it. Wasn't a big fan. Yeah.
But then after
not a fan of out at the movies.
That was good. Film.
That was good.
I dare anyone to put that on TV now.
All of that though, Homie the Clown, or
well, they could get away with that, but like
what was the bum's name?
That had the bottle of poo.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Carrey killed on In Living Color.
See, I hated him.
You see, when he was the body, the bodybuilder, and like, you know, he had the big bulge down there. It's like
that, and Fire Marshal Bill.
Well, Fire Marshal Bill, I love too.
See, Fire Marshal, I always thought I never liked his. I knew who Jim Carrey. Now, if I don't mean to brag, but I knew who he was before In Living Color, because he used to do Carson and stuff. Oh, and wow. His big thing is he could put his arm like over his head, like he could take his right arm and like slide it like almost out of the socket behind his head. And I always hated him. And then he did Fire Marshal Bill, and I was just like, he's spazzing out.
The first time I saw Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, it's one of the hardest I've ever laughed.
And then I liked him in that. And then I never liked him again.
Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, dude, well, but he's not the star of that.
Oh, but he's great in it. Now, granted, Jeff Daniels is he's the star, but Jim Carrey's pretty damn good at
it. I'll tell you why Jeff Daniels is the star, though, is because Jeff Daniels is as madcap in whatever as it is, had a tiny bit of subtlety to his performance.
Well, they also gave him the best scene. I mean, the scene on the toilet is...
I understand that, but
it's the stuff
can you imagine
actors crave.
If Carrey did it, he would have been, like, swinging from the shower rack and, you know, sure. Like, Carrey just... I don't know, and then...
What about The Mask? Were you a fan of that?
I wasn't even a fan of The Mask. I wasn't. And I loved Jim Carrey back in the day. Like, I thought he was great. You're right. He can be a little exhausting now. But I thought The Mask was kind of a miss. And I mean, Dumb and Dumber and Ace Ventura, those two back-to-back, they're pillars. They're fantastic movies.
Okay, I liked Man on the Moon. That's the name of it, right? The one about coffin?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
But then there's a documentary about him doing it, mm-hmm. which makes you despise him.
Yeah, it's because he did that whole "I'm going to go all in."
Yeah, like he's like a method guy, and DeVito's on there like, oh, he's like, I worked with Kaufman, and now I got to deal with this.
Well, one of his best movies is a movie that, like, it wasn't even because of him. Matter of fact, I think you could have replaced him with anybody, and it still would have been great. Was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yes,
like, that
was
a
good,
amazing.
Yeah,
movie.
That's a good movie. But he didn't spaz out in that.
He didn't, and I don't even think he was even great in it. I just think you could have put anybody else there. That's how good the movie was. But that is a home run of a movie.
That is a very good movie. You know what I didn't like is The Truman Show. I didn't think that was.
I thought it was fine. Yeah, I thought that one was fine.
I thought it was overly obvious.
Yeah.
Now, once he was in Batman, I was out. That was it.
I didn't even see that.
Was it the Riddler?
Those Joel Schumacher Batmans are tough. I mean, rest in peace, Joel Schumacher, maker of The Lost Boys, which, of course, is a classic. But those last two that he did. You ever saw The Lost Boys?
No.
Oh, it's great. It really is. I mean, it's like you want to talk about total.
I know,
like,
you talk about the saxophone guy with the muscles.
It's okay. There's just, and I'm so, I know we're sidetracking. I know we got to get to commercial. But there is a moment where, so these kids, these outsiders from, like, I don't know, the country, they move to Santa Clara, California, this fake city or whatever it is. And they show up and they go to the beach, and all these, like, punk rockers are at this concert that's on the beach, and they're, like, banging their heads. And the guy on stage is this, like, oiled up muscle dude playing a saxophone. And I'm like, hang on, why the hell would anybody wearing, like, you know, a Black Flag t-shirt give two rats asses about a guy who's the saxophone player for Tina Turner are oiled up, and it's like the most over the top ridiculous scene that would never exist in anywhere in the world, but they put it in this movie and it's perfect. And it's perfect.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fear had a song called New York's All Right if you like saxophones. So that was the thing.
That was written about that scene.
Yes, exactly.
The two Coreys together at their primes, man. Come on. They were the Frog Brothers. Kiefer Sutherland, even. And it's the only other movie that I can think of that Alex Winter, a.k.a. Bill from Bill and Ted's, was actually in.
Alex Winter actually had a very funny show called The Idiot Box that was on MTV.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't know if I... Okay, so they were in License to Drive, both of them, right?
Yeah, the two Coreys were in that.
I think that's the only movie I've seen with the two Coreys in them at the same time.
Okay.
I saw Dream a Little Dream, but I couldn't figure out what was going on after I played with myself to that girl. All right.
She tweeted us, remember?
Yes, and it was very exciting. And then she married Patton Oswalt, which makes me even more furious because there's a chance I could have gotten her. All right. What's going on, Rich?
What we'll get to some more. So there's some pretty funny Cam Newton news that came out yesterday. And also, now is the time where a bunch of players are starting to say, you know what? I'm not going to play this season. With the new shortened COVID-19 thing going on, there's quite a few major names yesterday that opted out of the NBA and the baseball season. We'll get to that as well.
All right. Be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports up. Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Like, he dresses an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But I'm going to keep this shit real. I'm at your neck.
.5 Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. We're on Twitch. If you want to see Joe Murray and I.
Fred's back.
Yeah, I'm back from my confusion from yesterday. I've have a non-narcotic sleeping pill that I've been taking that I got to get used to. It's non-narcotic, you understand. It's not a barbiturate. It's a... It was used for something else, but now it's supposed to make you sleep. But when I get something in the middle of the night, or in the middle of the night, once I've been asleep, it's over. Steve, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Freddie P.
Yo.
Did you finally fire Wallach? I haven't listened in a while.
The word is that he's on quote unquote vacation, but there is a chance that he does not come back. Because it is summer, but since the coronavirus, he might fly south sooner.
Maybe you should give him a quick little wake-up call.
I can't do that to his family because he's with his wife. If he was with if he was alone, I would. But he is. I'm not going to wake up his wife. Beat me up. All right, yeah. Rich, what's going on, sir?
Well, as you heard right there, there was Cam Newton. He said, "I'm at your neck," and he looks at the camera on his hype video, and then a Patriots logo comes up, and whoa, you totally hyped now?
Yeah, I don't.
Are you hyped?
What does that mean? I'm at your neck.
You feeling the hype?
I feel like I'm pretty in on
getting
like,
ready.
Is it protect your neck? Is he doing old Wu-Tang songs from 20 years ago?
No, he's at your neck. He's gonna come right down there and take you to Love Point and sit over and start necking.
You're gonna start necking on Blueberry Hill.
Urban Dictionary. Yeah. Okay,
that's right. You know, you can do a little necking.
So is he in a convertible with his arm around a lady, going, "I'm at your neck"? We're gonna be necking.
I mean, listen,
don't give me a hickey. My dad will know.
I love these hype videos. It's like, "I'm at your neck." And then, I mean, listen, and then this big logo comes up and goes, I'm hyped. Keep it brief, man. Keep it brief.
I'm at your neck.
Oh, yeah!
The amount of money wasted by these guys producing these videos is outstanding. between Edelman, Amendola, this guy. I mean, they're just peeing away money making these stupid videos. I love these hype videos.
Meanwhile, Jared Stidham's on his Nordic track listening to me. He's getting ready for this. He's totally hyped.
Murray Rob likes Thomas this song.
Who likes it? Nobody likes this song.
Murray does.
I went to the Kowloon last week and some guy played it.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, that's even worse.
I saw
What's worse than a Matchbox 20 song? A Matchbox 20 cover. Ooh, really?
Was he with an acoustic guitar?
He was with an acoustic guitar, yeah.
You can't hire a guy with an acoustic guitar and no backing band. Because then you're just driving people out.
Like, did he play Wonderwall?
Nope, he didn't. Did not play Wonderwall. I'm trying to think.
Did he play The Freshman? We Were Merely Freshmen?
No, for the life of me. No.
That's another acoustic standard.
Oh, yeah, no, that's all right. I tell you about the one time that I was over at Faneuil Hall after a game, and the weather was bad or whatever, and I don't know why I was down there, but I walked by, I think it was Dick's Last Resort, and no one was in Faneuil Hall. Like, it was empty. And they had hired some guitar guy to just play, but it was basically an empty restaurant, and the window was open. As I walked by, I heard this dude playing an album cut from Rush's Presto album.
Oh, then you have to go in. I mean, then you have to go in.
This guy's like, nobody's here, nobody listens. I'm playing for me.
Yeah, then you got to go in. Is Dick's Last Resort the place where they're mean to you?
Yeah, they're quote unquote mean to you. You know, they're like, ah, hey, jerk face, what are you doing here? What do you want, some food or something? And you're like, okay, sure, I'd like a little, you know, can I get a ham sandwich? Speaking of ham, who's the ham over here?
Yeah, I've never been there. I don't like
that.
Oh,
I would not like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Joe would take it personally.
I don't like I don't like the meanness.
I had someone tell me recently that I wasn't going to fit in a booth, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to leave. I walked
they told
in.
You
like,
that?
Really?
They,
like, that's I walked like
in.
A-hole.
I walked in, and they were like, you're probably not going to fit in that seat. And I was like, that was kind of rude. And I ate there anyways because it was a recommendation, but, you know. But it was like,
one of those places really that you've been on the hunt for the lobster roll?
Not the lobster roll, but it's somewhere on the North Shore. It was very good. It was actually good food.
Because you've been on the hunt.
I am a seafood lobster roll, clam strips, clams.
I've never had a lobster roll.
Oh, got to go hot buttered.
Lobster roll's overrated. They're overrated. And if you're going to do one, you got to do butter. You can't do mayonnaise. Yeah. But lobsters, I mean, this is such a stupid conversation, but lobster's overrated. Just get crab. Crab's way better than lobster. Lobster's too much work. It's too expensive.
It used to be called the like rat of the sea. They used to give it to peasants.
Yeah.
And now
lobster's fine. It's fine, but it's like nowhere near worth the amount of money you pay for a
lobster. I feel like it's good on Nantucket, though, right? I mean, I've never been to Nantucket.
It's all about scallops. It's all about scallops.
Ew.
They got tons.
Oh, I like scallops. Scallops wrapped in bacon.
I like scallops too.
Oh.
Yeah. Nah, you can't beat that.
Scallops
lobster's fine.
Scallops have no flavor.
Oh, you taste are scallops. So wrong, sir. Oh yeah.
The texture's terrible.
It is a weird texture. Yes.
It is. It's a little tougher than a white fish. Yes, but it's delicious if you cook them the right way.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, scallops, no.
Scallops
good.
On pasta? Oh.
Ooh. Awesome.
All right. Well, you two can.
Now we're talking.
Start banging a hole in the wall or something because you sound like you're very aroused by the idea of scallops. All right, go ahead.
Fairly. So, on top of that, we learned yesterday that the Patriots were not the only team that made an offer for Cam.
Yeah.
Or actually, they were the only team that made an offer for Cam, although there was one team that did inquire and dip their toe in the water. And Fred, this is for you.
The truth of the matter is that Cam Newton did not have any other offers from any other teams. There was nobody that was calling him and lighting up his phone, trying to recruit him to a certain city. There was one other team that did have one conversation with him. It was very brief. It didn't go very far. But the Cleveland Browns did speak to Cam Newton at one point in time. But those talks never really went anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just awesome because obviously we're going to sit here and rip on Baker Mayfield a little bit, but you can't say that this is because they don't have a reliable quarterback. Don't they have Case Keenum, who's like the definition of a reliable quarterback?
Yeah. No, they don't. They know they made a mistake.
Like a backup?
They know they made a mistake, and they blew that first round pick. And I listen, these guys grew up with in the football organizations. They've done all this research. And I, for the life of me, I can't tell you why they took Baker Mayfield with the first round pick.
I'm going to give him another year.
All right. But, Joe, I will tell you this. His intangibles, F intangibles. You're playing professional football. What, he grabbed his balls in front of Baylor or he planted the flag at Ohio State?
I hear you. I know.
Yeah, like, oh, he's got these intangibles. No, he's little and sucks.
He had an awful, awful coach. Like an awful coach. He was destined to fail. So, and Fred, we're going to find out this year. Well, I mean, we don't even know how good he's going to be. But we are going to find out that whether or not it was just the coach or if it was more on Baker Mayfield.
I don't know.
I'm with you. I want him to be good because I want a villain. I want a villain in this league.
I don't think that – I think there's been plenty of quarterbacks that's played under below-average coaches that have had success.
Yeah, I think they're going to lean on the running game a little more and take the pressure off of Mayfield. You know, Chubb is one of the best running backs. Kareem Hunt's going to have a full season. He has to be better next
Fine. Then, I mean, you're giving me reasons why he doesn't have to be good.
Yeah, but I think, like, I think I he puts
see,
too much pressure on
him
himself.
Perform.
All right, well, I mean.
I mean, you're right. He's got great wide receivers. Great.
Yes.
But I feel like his coach was terrible. And nobody listened to him, and then they're all just freelancing doing their own thing.
All right, well, then that's on Baker Mayfield. Listen to your coach.
I definitely agree.
But that
coach sucked. He couldn't coach anyone up.
All right, so that's one of his intangibles, quote unquote, is that he's supposed to be a leader, and he would good luck. Good luck with Odell Beckham, who wants out, and good luck with Jarvis Landry, who doesn't say anything, but I'm sure wants out too. When you can't get the ball, and good luck winning that division. Let alone the AFC.
Yeah, that division's.
He's the worst quarterback in that division.
I was going to say easily. Easiest schedule in football this year between the Ravens, Steelers, and Browns.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they have to play the Steelers and Ravens twice. And I don't mind that Steelers defense. I got to tell you that. I don't mind their defense. Am I right or am I wrong? I mean, they're not as good as team.
They got a lot of talent on that team. I think the new coach in there is going to help them out.
Well, maybe he can get Miles Garrett to throw his helmet again.
Well, Joe, the odds right now, we've got, since you can basically bet on everything right now, as Joe Murray can attest, everything has an angle. Odd Shark is something you can play some cash on. It looks like this one's right down the middle. Who will have more regular season wins as a starter this year? Tom Brady or Cam Newton? Both are a -120. I mean, you got to take Brady just because of the health factor, right? Just the chances of Brady playing more regular season games would make him a favorite.
Yeah, I'd go Brady 100% on that one. It has nothing to do with Cam Newton.
Right.
It's the fact that they're going to play multiple indoor games. They're going to be playing in better weather. I just think Tampa Bay has got an easier schedule. So, right off the bat, those three things. It has nothing to do with it's just basically the two teams. Tampa Bay is going to be more successful than the Patriots this year.
Do you think Tampa Bay has an easier schedule? Who do they play in the AFC?
They don't have to go to Kansas City. I'll look it up again, but there's a couple other.
Because their division's tougher than ours.
Yeah, but Brady's going to play indoors in games. He's going to play at, I think, 10 of the 16 games, he's going to play in either good weather or indoors. And then he doesn't have to go to Kansas City, and I forget what the other one. I'll look up the Bucs schedule, but yeah, I think this year is going to be a fairly convenient schedule for Tom Brady.
Yeah,
that seems like it seems like easy money right there, Mr. Murray.
Yeah, and plus, there's one thing that wasn't talked about yesterday. I know we got to go to break, but like if Cam Newton becomes the starter or is the starter or somehow gets beat out by Jared Stidham. Like, I still think that, like, the Patriots will be a good team if Stidham beats out Newton. Like, it's not, they're going to be good because of Cam Newton. If Stidham can beat out Newton for the job, I still think the Patriots can win the East. And the whole thing is if Cam Newton is healthy. But I can't tell you how many times I heard yesterday, they'll be good if Newton's healthy, but if Stidham plays, they're not going to be good. If Stidham can beat out Newton, they're still going to be a damn good team.
Well, if you're a fan, you want Stidham to beat out Newton. If you're a fan of the team and the future of the team, I know you're not, Joe. I know you're not a big – you don't care if he beats him out, but you wanted him to beat him out.
I think
it's not going to happen. But
this year is, and I hate to say it, it's a throwaway year. Yeah. It's a throwaway. See what you have in house. I do think, though, they needed to get a little bit more star power in here. There's not enough star power. And Cam Newton brings that. And to your guy's point, if it's bad with him, it's something to talk about. If it's good with him, it's fireworks, baby.
Yeah. Good luck going into East Rutherford and taking care of business. With that revamped offensive line.
The other thing with the Bucs schedule, too, home versus the Packers. And I believe it's home versus Kansas City as well. Just looking those up here now. Yep, they got a fairly easy schedule, man.
But at least according to JT the Brick, he says Antonio Brown's going to be on the team.
I was just going to say, I tweeted that out to you. Well, let's not forget the coach there, Arians, turned that. He was out on that early on.
Yeah, like he said, we don't want Antonio Brown. And by the way, don't you have enough people to throw to? I mean, that's not a team that's dying for any kind of talent for Tom Brady to get the ball to. They're doing just fine. I don't know why you would need to bring in Antonio Brown.
If there was a team that was going to do it, though, I'd want it to be that team because of Brady at quarterback. If you put him in another situation, things could blow up pretty fast. But I think Antonio Brown would have to respect Brady.
Brown's going to the Ravens or Seattle Seahawks.
The Ravens would be fun.
If he's on the Seahawks, I'm telling you, they'll go off.
Yeah.
They need a primetime receiver, man.
Yeah. Maybe he should go to Cleveland where he can share the ball with those two guys and see, and then have Chubb run for 1,000.
Hey, you never know. That GM there, he's brought in a lot of bad characters. Why not?
Yeah. Well, listen, they're doing great. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.